Blog Talk Radio.
Doc, any more homework along the lines of the puzzle? I really dig how it zeroed me on me. No, okay. Doc, the homework which you guys don't realize, you don't need any more homework. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm not trying to confuse this anymore. The homework, Doc, is you doing that in your everyday life, brother. It's the homework should be every day. You should be doing the same thing and growing from the following the instructions and how you communicate with yourself. You don't need anything else, and that's what I'm saying. I don't wanna give you a bunch of shit like these guys. See, think about this, Doc. If I give you a bunch of shit to do, then I'm just giving you a bunch of shit to do. I don't want to give you a bunch of shit to do. I want to give you one thing to give you more clarity, but then from that clarity, you look at everything in your life the way you looked at that puzzle. Then that way you can start doing shit that's different from everybody else because you're looking at a different perspective and not somebody else's perspective. But I am in a good mood, so I got another prank caller, so we'll go ahead and bring him in real quick. So let me go ahead and bring this prank caller in. We got one more. Got a new prank caller, so let me give me a second here. Shit. Hold on, prank caller. I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Getting you queued up. Wait a second. Okay, prank caller, go ahead. What'd you want to prank me on? Go ahead, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Hulk.
Yes.
This is just your brother. This isn't a prank.
Oh, okay. I thought you was a prank caller. I was getting you ready. Okay, explain what you're talking about. What's up?
No. I was saying sometimes since me and his letters start with J, I think sometimes, because I don't always be asking, you know, I listen, soak up stuff. I was just making sure that I think sometimes me and his letter get confused. He might ask a question, and sometimes you might think I asked it. And I think sometimes, you know, I ask a question, and you might think he asked it. You know,
wait,
we had times like that.
Wait, who's the person?
Junior. You know, Junior, like, he might ask a question, and you might say, just your brother.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, that's all. But I wanted to talk to you about something because I just went on Facebook, and I got rid of a lot of people. And I went and I did what you were saying about just going and asking different women, you know, hey, sexy, going down that. And just a quick question. When it comes down to that, something I've been kind of noticing is that, you know, it's not that a lot of girls are not responding, but it's more like I've been in a situation where, I don't know, I'm starting to realize all those women that I had as, you know, back, you know, when I used to think differently, I'm just starting to realize that, you know, it was messed up, basically. Like, the reason why I befriended them on Facebook was just for, you know, just being friends, basically. Like, I didn't understand what you were saying before, and now I do. And now it's kind of like I almost done waited to this point where it's like I'm trying to reach out to them. And we've been Facebook friends since 2014, you know.
Yeah, way too long.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, but, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it, but it's just like, dang.
Well, there's nothing really. Well, but that's why I keep telling you, I don't have female friends. I don't even know how to even start a female friend relationship. I don't even know what that fucking means. I have no idea. So
yeah, that's what I've been realizing. I've been thinking about that. And you want to know something else?
Sure.
You were saying about like a lot of those people on YouTube. Just to be clear, because you know I used to follow those people. Something, this is how I noticed too from what you were playing about the clips, you know, about how they kind of get people into the cult mentality.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I noticed that one way that they got me was that they tell guys, they tell us facts, but they don't tell us truth. That's what
right,
I know.
But, Right, but here's the million-dollar question. Is it their fact or is it your fact?
Yeah, it's only my fact if I accept it.
Right, but what you did was...
And that's why it's not my truth.
But
because
before
I don't accept it.
Right, but what I'm saying is before then you were accepting it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because see, what they were tricking me. They were like, yeah, men are getting divorced. Yeah, you shouldn't date a woman because she's going to run you. Yeah, women are controlling, manipulative. They were telling me all these things that I can see women do that to guys, so it had me kind of paralyzed, like, oh, shoot, maybe these guys are right. But I never stopped to realize maybe that's not for me.
Hey,
you
boy,
know,
wait
that probably... Go ahead.
Hey, all that, Mr. Brother, remember, all that shit may be true, but... What you mean, me, white man?
Exactly. My dad used to say that junk to me when I was a young kid.
I don't give a look. He may be in trouble, but it don't involve me. That shit don't involve me. I don't listen. And I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole. But I don't give a fuck about your life. I mean, it's not because I'm an ass. Okay.
I don't know what I'm
saying is that I live in the world of fuck your feelings, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry you got ran over. I'm sorry you got used. I'm sorry all your life is a bunch of muddle and shit. But that shit don't involve me. So
true.
You can say what the fuck you want to say. While you are complaining, I'm already flying on to my next destination. I'm the one. I don't sit in pity parties. I don't do it. I can't do it. I'm like Haley's Comet. I'm just going in the direction that I'm going in. And every 75 years, I may go right by Earth because Earth is in my pathway, right? I'm not going to stop on Earth and listen to all the problems of the world and shit and then go about my way. No, I got things to do. I don't give, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that your problems are not my problems. Matter of fact, don't even tell me your problems because I didn't even ask you what the fuck your problem is. Because your problems don't involve me. And that's how the one thinks because I am above that shit. I've got my own shit to be taken care of. I ain't got time because you ain't my kid for me to be worried about what the fuck is going on with you. Right? You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, I see. I got you. That's what I... You know, I'm starting to take that mentality, and I'm building off of that. Not because you said it, but because I see it for myself, and I notice the guys who have that same mentality got a lot more than I do. Just going to be honest.
Hey, the motherfuckers got that mentality are not breathing air. The motherfuckers got that mentality is doing what the predator is doing. He's trying to find the best of best. All right, yeah, you done with your phone, dog? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry. Right. I don't know what that is.
He's trying to find the best of the best to put up his mouthpiece against. Why? Because a man is always sharpening his sword. Do you think I'm going to sharpen my motherfucking predator sword on a bottom of the barrel, bitch? Fuck no. I'm going to take my motherfucking three swords and my little light beam that I got on my shoulder, and I'm going to search out the baddest bitch on the motherfucking block, and I'm going to spit that flavor in her ear to see where the fuck I'm at. And guess what? Even if she says no, yes, or maybe, I don't give a fuck, because why? I'm living off the interest, and I'm standing on my principle. So what am I doing? I don't give a fuck. I'm not looking at the result. Because even if I lose, even if I put that flavor in her ear and I lose, I've only lost the interest. That's it. I didn't lose the motherfucking game. I just pulling off the interest of the game. That's all I'm doing. I don't give a fuck about the end result because I ain't looking for an end result. That I don't care. You see what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, because you want to know something. I was real quick. I was watching this movie called 21, and it was basically about these guys going to Vegas and gambling. And what happened, but they count the cards as the dealer lay it out. And it
right,
goes back to what you – I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, they were counting cards, but go ahead.
Yeah, and so what I learned was basically the guy at the end, he messed up because, you know, he went through – he had some problems. And basically at the end, he stopped counting cards and he started gambling. And that's what got him messed up. He was throwing stuff against the wall thinking it was going to work. And the guy was saying, that's not what we do. We count cards. We don't gamble. And it kind of goes back to what you were saying, how we, like a lot of guys, they try these different things and they throw it out there hoping it works. And just because it might work, they think, oh, this is, you know, this works. This is good. But they're gambling. They're not actually counting cards. And that's why it's not working.
Brother, you know what my count cards is? Just being me. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And in your analogy, if I gamble, that means I'm mimicking somebody else. I'm going to lose. I'm always going to lose.
Trying something outside of myself.
Yeah, I can only know, well, see, for me, I know me, you know what I mean? I know what my boundaries are and what I can say and what I can do, right? But for the normal guy, they're not free. You see what I'm saying? What I was telling you earlier, a lot of guys are not free. They're not really red pilled. They're not unplugged because they still got their feelings in this shit. You feel it, feelings in this game is like a drop of poison. Like cyanide, I guess it's cyanide. You put a drop of any type of high end poison. That's what it is. As soon as you got your feelings in this shit, you ain't in the game. You get the game played on you, because if you got your feelings in this shit, the woman's gonna automatically know you got your feelings in this shit. Why? Because you give a fuck. That's the problem.
Yep.
You give a fuck. The lion is going to go after the zebra. He's going to miss more times than he hits, right? But he ain't going to be like, oh, golly gee whiz, I'm going home. I missed the zebra. Oh, I'm fucked. Fuck that. I'm going to go back on YouTube and find somebody. Nah, he don't do that shit, man. That motherfucker don't care, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. She breathes our air. We don't breathe hers. No, Scott. Wait, Scott. Hold on. Wait, hold on, Scott. 1 second. That's a great question, Scott. Hold on. Stay right there, just a brother. Let me. This guy waited long enough. 216. Did you have a question?
Hi, nigger.
Oh my God. Are you done?
Go.
No. You done? 216.
To say that my daddy's black, and that's why he never showed up, and why I turned.
Hey, guys, I can't get mad. Hey, look, call me what you want. I don't care. I can't get mad at that. This ain't the ring. You know what I mean? Just a brother. I can't go through this phone and choke that motherfucker. You know what I mean? All you got to do is laugh and move on. You can't get mad. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't let motherfuckers get to y'all lip, but you just move the fuck on, dog. People are not going to like you because you get pussy. They're not going to like you for the color of your skin. They don't like it. There's a lot of reasons people don't like you. But again, what you mean me, white man, I don't give a fuck. And I don't mean what you mean me, white man, as being racist. It goes back to the song, okay? For those that are just joining us, there's a song called The Long Ranger by Oscar, was it Brown Jr.? I think it's Oscar Brown Jr. Guys, go to the thing. That's all I'm going off. I'm not being racist. It's from Oscar Brown Jr. called The Long Ranger. Look it up on YouTube. That's what I'm saying. You just can't get mad, man. But Scott Clark said, so basically she breathes our air and we do not breathe hers. No, Scott. Follow me on this, my brother. You ain't breathing air at all, man. You ain't breathing air. I keep telling you. You're the one. You're not breathing anything. She's not breathing your air because you're not breathing air. What she's doing is she's changing her programming for you. She's not breathing in your air because she's not trying to mimic you. You see what I'm saying? If a woman's breathing your air, then she's trying to be like you. She's not breathing your air, Scott. She's technically changing her programming to fit your needs. She's changing her programming so you can lock in on her instead of the other woman, Scott. That's what I'm saying. Okay, but just brother, you got any other questions before I can you hear anything, brother?
Yeah, something that I've noticed too. I think when guys start, because that's what my problem was, is like, you know, starting off, you approach them. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people be putting feelings in it, and you know, people. It's like you said, what a lot of guys don't realize is they have a lot of stuff on their mind. They are not thinking about you, like you said. That goes back to the approaching boot camp. They're not thinking about you. You think you're going to walk up and, oh, you know, she's going to be happy to see. She got other stuff she's thinking about. A lot of guys, they get their feelings in it because they see the woman and they start thinking, oh, man, if I get her. But they don't. They already done got ahead of themselves. They put the cart before the buggy and they mess up. Or the buggy before the horse, however that go. You know, but that's
what
I've
question?
Noticed.
Oh,
but
yeah.
My question. Like my question is like something that I've noticed with myself is when I talk. Okay, this is what happened. Let me tell you a situation. I actually want to know. Now this woman is like you said, she was a single mother, and she actually told me this. So I was at the hospital a couple of days ago. I had the flu, and you know I was covered up and stuff. And this nurse, she was talking to me, and you know we both had on masks. I made eye contact. She made eye contact. And we were just talking. And then as we were talking, I noticed she started telling me things about herself, which doesn't really mean anything. But here's my question. She told me when I made a comment, because I kept looking in her eyes, she ripped the mask off. And she kept singing this song, Bust Down, you know, these girls dancing like strippers. She kept singing that song while she was checking me out to go, you know, out the hospital. And she was literally shaking. Her body was literally like kind of like doing like a booty shake dance. My question was, she had told me that she had a four-year-old daughter while we were talking to get checked out. And I was trying to figure out a way, how could I have kind of slid in there, like said something? Like I was trying to figure that out. I mean, of course I wasn't feeling well, but that still wasn't stopping me from like talking though.
But you already failed, man. What? See, just a brother. This is what you remember. I talked about why y'all just don't sometimes don't just say shit because you sometimes ain't doing the shit that you say you're gonna do. You just
yeah,
did
right.
it, man.
I know.
This is what I'm saying to you, man. Why the fuck you just didn't put your bid in, dude? That's it. Why didn't you just put your bid in? What's so complicated? Why not just put your fucking bid in?
No excuse. I ain't got one.
Oh, well, no, but see, this is, I keep telling you, this is y'all's problem. A lot of y'all guys are like, even you, you made the thing. Let me see if I can find what you said. Remember what you said to me? Hold on, let me find that shit. Let me see if I can find that shit, brother. Hold on, let me see if I can
now,
find
only
that
one,
shit.
I only asked one question. I think you had me confused with Junior on that one.
Or maybe
else.
It was. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. No, you made a statement. One of y'all made a statement.
Yeah, it was.
Hold on. Let me see who made the statement. No, wait. Let me see. Hold on. Give me a second, dog. Let me see if I can scroll up and see. Maybe you didn't say the statement. Maybe it was somebody else. Let me just see if I can scroll up and find that shit. Give me a second. Let me see. Because if it's not you, you can get a pad. But I just...
Oh, no, I didn't. I only said, like, two things, two or three things.
I know. I'm just trying. Let's try and see who made the statement. No, let me see. No. Fuck, hold on. I'm almost there. Hold on a second. Maybe you didn't say the statement. Wait, let me see here. Got answer. Damn, yeah, maybe. Let me try one more thing. Wait, you are a boy from the hood, right?
No, I'm just your brother.
Oh, that's why I keep getting it wrong. Just your brother, boy from the hood. Okay. So boy from the hood probably said the shit. Okay.
No, it's your brother. No,
okay. Boy from the hood said the fucked up thing, I think he said. Okay, maybe it's boy from the hood that made the statement, not just your brother. Okay, that's why I keep messing him up. All right, that was my bad. So,
no, I'm still soaking it up, man. I ain't making statements like that unless I just don't know.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is that a lot of guys out there. Oh, thank you, Scott. I appreciate that, Scott. Thank you. A lot of guys out there. They say the right words, right? But they don't follow through on shit. See, where you come in as a disappointment because you've been listening so much, you have really failed because you're asking me what should you have said to her. I'm asking you what you should have said to her, and why didn't you say it? What should you have said to her?
Well, what I would have said was,
we ain't in a woulda, coulda, shoulda. What should you have said? The phone's messing up again. Yes, what should you have said?
I was going to introduce myself. I was going to introduce myself, shake her hand, and...
Just a brother, dude. Are you there, man? What's on the phone?
Okay, can you
hear
me?
What's wrong with
your phone?
You can't shake her hand because you ain't feeling good. Your woman ain't going to touch you. You got the flu, right? So you can't shake her hand. But no, I'm saying that why didn't you go put your beard in, dude? Why?
I think it was because I'm trying to finish.
I can't hear. You think what now? Cut off. You think what?
I think I was too focused on, the situation instead of actually pushing it somewhere.
What situation was it? What was the situation?
The situation, I really shouldn't explain that, but the situation was just checking out. I had just checked out the hospital, but still no reason. It's still no reason for me not to put my beard in. I see. That's.
Hey, hold on. What I don't understand is you thought about what you want to do. Why didn't you do it? What prevented you from doing it? And just say you were scared of the woman, dude. There's no other explanation to it. You were scared. Right?
I'll say yes. Or... Better yet, I would say it was not trusted in myself to just do it.
But the reason why you didn't trust yourself because you were scared of the rejection, dude. Right? You were scared of the rejection.
I don't think I was afraid. I think I was just, you know, sometimes when I'm doing something, I get so caught up into it that I literally just...
Come on, dude. We don't do the excuses. Come on.
Right. No excuse.
Why are you making up the excuse? Why can't you just own? Look, I'm not mad at you, but you got to start owning this shit, man. This is what I. This is just a brother. This is what I'm saying. No, wait, boy from the hood, right? Boy from the hood, right? Or is it just a brother? It's just a brother,
this
right?
This is just your brother. Yeah.
Just your brother. I was right the first time. You've been listening to me too long to be in this position, dog. That's what I'm saying to you, man. Too long, man.
Right.
You say you want to do it, but you don't do it. What? I mean, what the fuck is that bitch going to do? Say no? Say I'm not interested? So fucking what? What's so bad about the fucking word no, man?
Yeah, it's not. No is not. It's not a bad word.
Oh no! Stop. No. Tell me what's so. No, the hell
no,
you got it.
She has a right to say no.
Nah, I don't want to hear that right now, because if that was the truth, you would have talked to the motherfuckers. Okay, this is what I'm saying, brother. The problem is that you're taking in my air right now, and that's the problem. I see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking in my air, and you need to get out of my space. My air is my air alone. It's mine. You can't have any. I don't want you to tell me this shit after the fucking fact. Why the fuck didn't you talk to her?
I ain't got no reason why. I think, okay, I could say I was scared. Honestly, I could say I was afraid. I could say, you know, afraid of rejection. But honestly,
Honestly, what? You, okay, wait.
I ain't gonna lie,
said,
I was sick.
You said you wanted to get at her, right? Yes or no?
Yep, yes. Because she gave me a hint. She was kind of telling me she'd sleep with her daughter.
I don't give a fuck what she said. You too busy worried about the opponent and now what the fuck you got to do. How many times do I tell you? You guys think you can really be red pill. Most of you guys are not built for this game, man. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. You care too much, just a brother. Let me read this thing real quick, just a brother. Just hold on. I'm not done with you. Hold on. Let me read this. I gave my car to a Lyft driver and a share ride full of people. She had a boyfriend. She said no. I asked again. She took the card, hit me up a couple of days later. Always shoot, take action every time. All right, cool. All right. I don't know if that was a question, but all right, cool. All right, whatever. All right, that's whatever. Right. What I'm saying to you, just a brother. My brother. I'm not supposed to understand. I don't try to understand your point of view. I don't care about your point of view. I'm just trying to get clarity on how it is you had a zebra in your room, galloping around your room, and you didn't bite her fucking neck and take her up the tree when you wanted her. I can see if you didn't want her, but you wanted her, and you didn't even go after what the fuck you wanted. Why?
I don't have a reason.
Dude. No. My brother. every statement you make, you got to do what? You got to own it, and what else?
Yeah, you got to stand by it.
Right. Are you doing that right now?
No, I'm not. All right, so let me explain then. Let me break this down real quick. I don't mean to waste time like this, but the point was, what ended up happening, just to clarify everything, I really didn't, okay, here's my thing. I really didn't look at her like a woman I wanted, but I'll be honest, she was presenting herself to me. Go ahead.
Wait.
Okay.
Before you start, I want to cue you in. Let me go ahead and start. Wait a second. Give me a second.
The Man Mindset, in association with the You Ain't Shit Show, is proud to say,
oh, no.
It's that time once again, people, for another exciting episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore. Here is your narrator and winner of Planet Man's, the Island of Ass and Titties Award, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the hospital now. Right across, Victor is on lifeline and life support. Jack has taken over the company. And just a brother is going to explain to us why he didn't try to go after the fucking woman he said he wanted to go after. So go ahead, just a brother. Tell us your story, sir.
Well, the story was, I made an excuse, and I stood by my excuse. I allowed myself to outthink myself and end up cheating myself, honestly. And I'm not, that's no fluff.
So that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
How did you even cheat yourself when you didn't even go after what you wanted?
I think the way I cheated myself was because we were talking and I was actually just playing around. And as I was playing, she was actually seemed like she was on the attack. She was asking me questions. And she kept taking the questions and leading them places. And I was like, man, I should be... You know, by the time I was done, she had literally, like, it's like she had an offense. Like, she was going bam, 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 and I was like, huh, what? Okay, let me, you know. But, yeah. that's no reason, or still not a reason not to act. It's just, I can say that 1,000 times, but it don't mean anything. Because I still didn't do anything.
But, look, I'm trying to be nice. Trying
Steve.
To help you out.
Steve.
Trying to deal with
Yo,
all this
bitch,
shit.
Shut the you know, fuck up. Can I ask you a question? Why do you
coddle these guys? I thought this was a man show. Or is Stevie Weavy mad and in timeout? Does Stevie Weavy want some warm milk in a bedtime story? Fuck that bullshit. Stop being soft. Keep talking that way, and one of these days your woman is going to call me. Anyway, back the fuck up and let me have the mic. Yo, bitches, it's the voice, yeah, the one who's messaging your woman right now. Fuck Steve and fuck you too. But if you're looking for chicken soup, then take your chicken soup ass to another show. If you get hurt feelings, good. You're not cut out for this yak Steve is about to spit. Get your fucking crayons out and repeat after me. Steve, I think your woman is messaging me right now. Soft cupcake ass. Guys, bet this. You bird-watching bitches, if you're stuck in your ways and you have a hard time adapting to change, if you constantly complain about why the world is against you, fuck your feelings. If you're lazy, lack motivation, or always make excuses, you're negative, unwilling to change, looking for a magic pill, live in the past, or mix his stuff with some other bullshit product, then fuck your feelings. That felt good. Okay, fam, the show is yours.
why I had to play the voice.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is giving me nothing but fucking sob stories. You're telling me this motherfucking zebra was dead on your motherfucking ass. You wanted her, man. You wanted her, right? Right?
Right.
Did you not say you wanted her?
Yes. Yeah, I said that.
But for someone that says he wanted her, your behaviors didn't line up with your motherfucking thinking, man.
Yeah, that's off. See.
I don't understand you motherfucking guys, man. I don't understand why and what is so fucking special. Can somebody please tell? Look, just a brother. I understood when I was 5 or 6 years old, okay? Hell, no. I posted this a second ago. Let me find it for y'all motherfuckers. Where the fuck is it at? Where is it at? Hold on, let me show y'all something. Shit. Hold on, let me show y'all motherfucking something. When I was little man and shit, right? See if I find that bullshit. Okay, look. When I was a little motherfucker, right? That's little my cake ass. Don't laugh. But when back in the early 80s and shit, when I was a little motherfucker, caking and shit. Wait, I'm sorry. Here you go. Cupcaking and shit. This is me and shit. Right? I used to go to the supermarket and I would choose my cereal sometimes based off the prize inside the cereal. Man, I was a little too old for that right at that time. But when I was younger than that, I used to go to the grocery store and base the box of cereal off the prize. Why? Because I wanted the toy inside of the fucking box of cereal. I knew what I wanted. I knew why I wanted what I wanted. But when I pulled that piece of fucking plastic out of the bottom of the box, or when I opened up a box of Cracker Jacks and I got the prize out of that, it wasn't special, man. Why are these women so special, just a brother? Why?
Yeah, it's a shame I did that. So.
No, it's not a shame. It just might be who you are. Whiskey, that's true. I used to do Whiskey. Fuck you. Fuck you, Whiskey. I did used to do that, though. But yeah, but I'm just saying.
Now, I don't want to, like, my thing is I don't really have a reason in the sense that, you know, I don't want to make up excuses because I can, you know, I don't want to do that. My thinking didn't match my actions.
But now do you see why you're not the one?
Yep. Can I ask you a quick question, though?
Of course.
So here's my situation, and I'm not going to try to explain what happened there, but I've had a situation, and I know it makes me sound wish-washy, but I wonder, have you ever had this happen? Have you ever talked to a woman, and then as you're talking to her, your mind changes about her? And then, you know, of course, that still shouldn't stop you from taking action, but I think that's what, I'm not saying that's what happened, but I have had situations where I would be talking, and I literally labeled the girl before I even talked to her. I'm not talking to her. I don't want to talk to her. You know, she's a 7. You know, I don't want that. I want an 8 or 9, right, honestly. And the 7 would be throwing me a lot of heat, and I would literally, because she looks that way, I would literally say to myself, not her. And
wait,
I end up missing it because
wait,
I didn't –
come on, just about to follow me. 7 is a C. 7 is a 70, right? 70 is a C, right?
Right?
From 7, that's a C, okay? C is a passing grade.
True.
But see, what a lot of you guys don't understand, do you know why a 7 can be a 10 and a 10 can be a 6? Why do you think that?
Because of the way they treat you based off of their behaviors,
right,
their personality, the way they do things.
Right. So a 7 could be a 7 in looks, which is still passing, but be a 10 in your book because she can suck and fuck you mentally. No, and she could be more of a June Cleaver and a motherfucking Claire Huxtable. A
right.
10 could be a fucked up bitch with problems, drinking, smoking, drugs, daddy issues, uncle issues, and shit like that. And just because she looks good, she can be worse than a fucking 7 because she's got fucking baggage. So what I'm saying to you, Mr. Brother, is this. I told you 10, 9, 8, 7. I said 7. I didn't say 6. I said 7. 7 isn't bad when she's got a personality because her 7 can be upgraded through her character.
Right.
Now, a 10 can go down based off of her fucked up ass issues. A lot of 10s got issues and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I got you on that now.
But, yes, listen. Yes. But your case, that wasn't the case. So you're trying to divert shit now. That wasn't the case.
At heart value, it was because I was telling you how she was booty shaking and stuff.
Well, wait a second. Wait. Oh, hold on. Wait, give me a second. Hold on. Let me ask you a question, just a brother. If what you're saying is true, okay, that you talked to her and you lost interest, right? Right?
She was cute, but she was coming on to me, and she was, like I said, she was literally
Wait. If that's the truth, why didn't you say that in the beginning, bitch, just a brother?
Because I was thinking about a quick lay. Like, why didn't I jump on her just for, you know, I'm just telling you how I thought about it.
And what does her shaking her booty got to do with the fact of what, are you planning on marrying this bitch?
No, exactly. It didn't kick in until...
So what is her shaking her booty got to do with anything, dude? What does that do with anything?
It has to do with nothing. I just seen it.
The cologne is called Allure. Go to Macy's, ask them to try a sample of Allure. It's called Allure, okay? Look. Look, brother.
Cause
what now?
Now, I don't want to make an excuse, but like I said, it happened at the end when I seen her, like I said.
Wait, just a brother. I'm not racist, but go ahead.
True. I see. Oh, dang.
No, go ahead, finish. I'm not trying to make an excuse, but.
Yep.
No. Please continue.
Cut me off. I don't want to keep. Bump that.
I want to hear this shit, dude. Let me go.
I don't want to.
Hold on.
have no confidence. Oh, you. Woman.
Does that make any sense?
I get it.
And listen, all I'm saying to you is this, man. Y'all guys, a lot of y'all really actually think that this game is easy. It's not easy for the individual who has no sense of self, man. I wish I could be real with you and tell you the game is easy. The game ain't easy for an individual that got, or not got, excuse my language, not got, but who has a I don't want to talk to women type mindset, man.
Sorry, you were saying that to me?
It's all of you guys. It's not just you. The majority of you motherfuckers
No, I hate this junk, man. Like I wanna it's over now, but you know, shoot.
I'm listening.
No, I mean, I appreciate this because I knew, that was on me.
What was on you? Tell me what was on you.
Not doing what I felt like I should have did, which was slid in my number because I did have cards and I did have my wallet and I did have a tap. That was on me.
It's not a... All right, brother, look, I'm not going to be hard on you, dog. It's not on you. It's just you ain't ready for this shit. Dude, I don't give a fuck what the end result is because what are the two things I'm doing?
Self-talk.
No.
Uh-oh.
Standing on
my principles and my name.
And what am I living off of?
My principles and my name.
No. We're going to do a show on this tomorrow, Ryan, with Dean. Standing on your principle and living off the interest.
Ah, okay.
God damn, dude.
You just said that earlier.
How the fuck are you going to lose if you're living off the interest? How the fuck is it lost when you fucking with fuck money? You got fuck money, right? You can fuck off money. That's fuck off money, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you lose?
You can't lose that. Oh, you might want to break that down. I guess I missed it. I think I missed that.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, Ryan, with the Dean.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed. I'm sorry. I'm not mad. I just expect so much of you guys, man.
No, man. That's on me, man.
Shoot. What's on? Tell me what's on you, brother. Tell me what's on you. Just a brother. Tell me what's on you. Just a brother, tell me what's on you.
Oh, my bad. My phone went out again.
All right, tell me what's on you, dog. What's on you?
My behavior is not matching my thoughts.
But don't you, but.
Cause see, that's in my control. Like, I was, you know, that's something that, you know, I should have took full responsibility and said something. Like, that was on me, you know, so.
But I'm saying, though, why? Where am I going wrong? Tell me, am I going wrong somewhere? Where is your boy going wrong at? Tell me where I'm going wrong.
Hey, it's not you, man. It was my cake ass not taking the behaviors and doing them, man.
I got to be going wrong somewhere.
Hey, you can only take us so far. We gotta do the rest of it, you know.
But where am I going wrong at? Tell me where I'm going wrong at.
It's not you. Like I said, it's us, really. It's not you. I mean, I'll be honest, you lay what to do out, and if we don't do it, that's us losing, you know?
It's what I just a brother. I don't understand, man. I feel like asking, like, where am I going wrong in this shit? Does that mean anything? Where am I going wrong in this shit? You know?
I appreciate you helping out, man. Like, just, you know, because, yeah.
I got to be going wrong in this shit somewhere, man. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. I think it's, like I said, that jump was on me.
I guess, man. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just blind on this shit, Joe. I don't know. All right, man. I try to figure it out, but I guess it's not for me to figure that shit out, man.
No, eyes forward at this point, man. Bump that for me. I'm actually mad right now because I didn't do that shit. Like, damn.
Do what?
I didn't slide her my car. I didn't talk to her. I didn't talk to her the right way. I was just talking. Like I said, she was throwing it at me, and I was just like, yeah, okay, cool. And it wasn't to the end that I was like, you know what? I should. It's just that BS, man.
I'm not lying. J31 hit it right. Spending too much time in the classroom and not in the field having fun, dog.
Oh, that's real. I take that.
Sheesh. Oh, my gosh. Ah. All right. I can say I'm not. I don't want to pile on you and shit. I don't want you to feel like I'm beating you up, but I just want you to win, dog. That's all.
I just want you to win, dog.
I just don't understand why you're so scared of pussy, dog. I mean, what's the worst that she could say to you, man? What's the worst that she can say?
Man, I have no answer to that at this point, man. That was just my loss. Actually, no, I didn't lose, I learned. Bump that. And if I keep thinking this way, I'm not going to go anywhere. So I can't do this crap no more.
I don't believe that, but that's a good thing to say.
No. I can't do this no more. Because it started fucking with me. If I don't do it, it started fucking with me. And I gotta do this job. But,
I don't know what to tell you on this shit, my bro. I just wish that you,
I was trying to see how could I have taken her away from her talking about her daughter laying in a bed with her daughter. I think I was thinking about.
Fuck about her daughter. I don't give a fuck about her daughter. I'm just gonna talk to her. That's it. I'm just gonna talk to her. That's it.
So what I say? I know I got the flu, but after I get, after I get better, I want to meet with you. You know, here's my number.
Wait, what?
Like,
wait, know. After with the flu, what the fuck?
You know.
Wait, say it again. After I get the flu, I want to do what?
No, after. It was really just something I came up with. It wasn't nothing serious. I wasn't gonna spit that out, but I was just saying after I'm done with this flu, I want to get to know you. Here's my number. But that wasn't something I was gonna speak. I was thinking, but I wasn't gonna.
Oh God, man, fuck, dude.
You like that?
Brother, you got some work to do, my brother, but it's okay. I'm not mad at you, dog. You just got some work to do and shit.
But I was wondering, though, like, with the flu, how do I throw that off? Like, she know I got the flu. How do I talk to her about a date? Like, hey, let's meet up out, like, because it's going to take 2 weeks. I'm still actually healing off of it. It's going to take 2 weeks.
There's the woman that was bobbing her ass in front of you and shit.
Yeah, right.
Again, I say, says the woman that was bobbing her ass. How do I do it to the woman that was bobbing her ass? Is that what you're asking? Come on, man.
She actually was telling me I didn't have to have a mask on. Like, she was actually, I see it was almost like an alley-oop, man. Like, she took her mask off and she came, like, she was talking to me, looking me in my eye and junk. I was like, it doesn't mean anything because, nothing happened. I'm not mind reading, but,
I don't know what to say anymore. I'm blown the fuck away, dude.
All right, man, this ain't happening again. I ain't doing this no more. Bump this, man. I mean, sometimes you be in a position to get, you get your chest punched, you be in that position. But, I didn't lose. I learned. Bump that. And the only way you know that is if I take action. And that's really for me. It's not really for you. I'm doing it for myself. So, it's that shit.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this shit up, man. I don't know what else. I just
no, we good on man. Shit.
Man, I'm know we good, but you ain't good, though, man. That's the fucking problem. You're killing yourself on this shit, dude. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, killing myself, it's me. Like I said, it was me not taking action. It's not even just that, it's period.
Oh my gosh. Alright, I'll throw you back in, brother.
I don't know. Appreciate it, man.
I'm just dumbfounded. I don't know what to tell you, though. I don't know what to say. I'm going to go ahead and throw you back in. But, all right, thank you, Black. I mean, Jesse, brother. I get back, man.
All right, cool.
All right, we're going to be talking about, thank you, Jesse, brother. Guys, tomorrow we're going to be talking about principal and interest and shit tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this shit up, man. I don't know what else I can talk to y'all about, man. This is just, y'all just ain't going to get this shit. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and roll, man. I don't understand y'all motherfuckers, man. Don't get it, but I don't ask questions, man. Man, boy, it's a toughie, man. Y'all are breathing too much air, man, at the end of the day. Y'all are breathing too much air. Oh, man. Y'all be good, man. I'm the dean. Oh, my God. Yeah, I just... All right, guys, we out, man. Peace. Thank you.